Thursday night, or Orla Gimel Shvat. Chavis al-Vavu Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, we're in the 7th Cheshbon, page Resh Mem Beis, on the bottom. The 7th Cheshbon is really putting together, it's like almost a synopsis of Shar Avodas Elokim, after the Hakdama. One of the Yesodos of Shar Avodas Elokim, not one of the Yesodos, the Yesod of Shar Avodas Elokim, the entire Shar, was to that after you've developed the feeling of gratitude to Hashem because you've been through Shar HaBechina and now you should be suffused with gratitude, so you respond by doing Hashem's will, which is all He asks of you in return. Really, you owe Him much, much, much more. But the truth is, you can't give Hashem. First of all, you can't repay Him, as we say in Nishmas, if you notice, in Anachnu Maspikim. And anyway, it's always, you can never catch up. The Chavis HaLavos makes this point many times. And also, He needs nothing. So what are we doing for Him? So in Shar Avodas Elokim, He develops the idea that what He wants from us is really bittul, bittul meaning recognition of this reality, recognition that everything we have is from Him, and responding and acting like avodim that are totally dependent on their master for everything in their lives. So acting that way towards Hashem, that's what Shar HaKaniya is to a very large degree, maybe mostly 90% of Shar HaKaniya is this idea that you totally nichna to Hashem and you treat Him, whether it's called with love and respect and awe. Just imagine how you would expect an eved to act or an employee to act, that you're shower with tova. Okay, so we'll start now on page Resh Mem Beis, and it's a very long ofon. I mean, he talks a lot. But most of it, it's really a synopsis. He doesn't do justice to it, or we can't do justice to it. It's a synopsis of the whole Shar Avodas Elokim, especially from Perek Hay and on, where he talks about what your Avodas Elokim, the Yesod. I tell you, I summed it up in like 10 words or less. That the Avodas Elokim, when you're not talking about the specifics, why should I blow shofar? Why should I make Kiddush? Why should I not do Melacha Shabbos? So you have this larger answer of a chorus atov and gratitude and doing Hashem's will, but in a more general sense, in a more conceptual general sense, it's avdus, it's kniya, it's recognizing that reality that lesle megar meklum, we have nothing on our own, everything we have is a gift from Hashem. So let's pick it up from the bottom of Resh Mem Beis. And that's what he wants from you, to show you're an Eved. And that's like the highest praise. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. That's... So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, the last two words, V'yeda chovos ha-mutolam olav l'Hashem, ka'omro avdecha ani, that's David HaMelech talking, so like there's an admission, I'm your Eved, avineni v'yeda edo secha, give me seichel and I will know what you want of me. V'chasha yaker ha'eved l'rabbo ikvos shefa tuvo, all of the everything, the tova that he has granted you, whether it's benafsho, v'gufo, v'chol tenuoso, if you can imagine, you know, by a human servant and adon, you don't have this madrega, but imagine if you did, that everything he's responsible for. Shu mashkefal of tomed v'tzofes tocho uvoro, and he's watching him, meaning this is why you're in a state of bittul, because the Adon's always watching you to see what you do. The Tzofer, and he knows Tocho Uboro. We forget that Hashem knows our subconsciousness. Hashem knows what our real motivations are. Sometimes we can do something and we don't even realize what's motivating us to do it or not to do it. Very complicated. Deep. Sometimes it's not conscious, but Hashem knows. And then sometimes a person's surprised, like the Yosef's brothers, like when they realized all of a sudden it was all by Ikanu Boecha, but it was all kinna. It's like it comes as a shock. As long as when you go to a good therapist and you sit on the couch for a while, he brings out things. He says, you know, you're doing this because you resent your parents, or you're doing this because you want to live up to what your parents wanted you to do. Much of it is true. You have to get a good one that's not usually the nuts themselves. Or if they follow the book, they have no feel for people many times. They follow the book and they know certain theories that are in the books. But the idea that we can be motivated and do things because of some deep-seated issue that we don't even realize. You say, well, if I don't realize it, is Hashem going to punish me? So the answer is, I don't know. The answer is, if you could have realized it, by, this is why it's a cheshbon, open hashvir. If he says, well, you learned chavis avodas, so you're supposed to be introspective, so you should have realized it yourself. Maybe. One thing you can be sure, if you wouldn't have realized it, and you couldn't have realized it, and you didn't realize it, so you won't be punished. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not out to get us, and he kel emuna ve'en avel. I'm saying this because of the word tocho. He sees what's inside of us more than we see it. We don't admit things to ourselves. We don't admit that we're motivated by jealousy, or by we want kavod, or by idea that we do things because we want our parents to approve of us, or our fathers to approve of us, is really a very good thing that's been embedded in a human being. Because that's really, you're supposed to use that for Hashem. You're supposed to use that we want Hashem to be pleased with us. So the closest thing we have to Hashem in this world is a father. Kaponim, Hashem knows what's tocho, and we have to spend a lot of money to get our tocho sometimes. Ubaro. But again, you don't have to worry. It's almost like you don't have to worry. You only have to worry if you're lazy. If you could have gotten it, but you didn't because you were lazy. Then you worry. So you say, I don't know if I'm lazy. That you have to worry about. Maybe I'm lazy. The Shomer is called Tenuosov, and he's the one that enables him to move, to walk around. Verisno Bohem, and how to control it, Ushlitoso Aleyan. Ba'ofan Nisuno, Ubachinoso, Bemeshehiterlo, Lihishtamesh, Bemachshavoso, Birhura Vatovim Varoim, and the whole idea of a person's Seichel, and a person using the Seichel. And the ability to learn Torah and to know al mesherotzi mimenu lufnei Hashem u'mashemechra apo olav. So when you realize that Hashem is granting us all of this, He's not keeping it a secret. He told us about it. He told us very openly, this is what I'd like you to do. This is what I don't want you to do. As if they called study gufo v'kochas nafsho. So then, a normal Eved will start directing all of his actions into things that are pleasing to the Rabbanu Shalom. B'meshiyim so b'chein b'inei rabo b'yikorveyu elov b'yosir b'y masa chasichlus me'olov. We'll take away the foolishness. Maybe he's talking about a resentment. A lot of times an Eved has an adon and he's very, very resentful. You know, he wants to be free. So even if the adon's nice to him, so he says, here you'll work on removing that if that's the issue. V'salik me'al einov mate hayetzer achoytus beino beino dvorim amitiyim. The Yetzirah always wants you to do things. He will be describing the Yetzirah in great detail in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He devotes a very long chapter to the machinations of the Yetzirah. V'yulbash me'il yirosol v'habusha miponov. This is all, every word really should be elaborated upon and talked about. Ava, Yira, Busha, Avosa, Chukal, Masharosu, the Fonov. V'kasha yasakein, when you put yourself into this eved mode, yivu'uhu atolios atzumos, then you'll have all the toalios, the horos, hanalos, me'es Hashem yisrem v'yishadik. Moshnem Hashem bor ponecha yalichun, v'amar yor Hashem ponav elecha v'chunecha. So he's learning yoronov means Yor Hashem Ponav Elecha Vichunek, or Yor means something the equivalent of finding favor in Hashem's eyes. That's what we want. The Yisod Kolelu Hushleimus Tanoi at Shuva V'Avdus. He throws in Shuva because you haven't done it till now, but this is Avdus. V'Yachet is Hashem ba'andus b'chol Torah machshava v'chenus ha-mitzvun. You can do this while you're having a good time also. Shlomo HaMelech did it while he's having a good time. It's all from Hashem with a bittul, and it worked. L'yachid es Hashem ba'andus b'chol Torah machshava. It boils down always to Hashem echad. Because bitachon, everything is solving around that nekuda. There's no other power other than Hashem. B'chol tiyashleimu alvosu ha-Torah l'Hashem. U'me Hashem lo. K'mar shenem es Hashem hamart ayom lios l'chol elokim. V'Hashem emircha ayom lios l'ol yom segula. V'sit chedin al kol oret. V'sharosa, it's a two-way street. V'mar bro kolam yos k'shem Hashem nikro alecha v'yoru mimeko. Okay, we'll stop here.